pre-lockdown, I was invited to a lot of the Rewind shows and the Lux Rock shows with a lot of these 80s artists. And what was really nice is they were singing their songs, and there was teenagers there and their mums that were teenagers when they were there, when the 80s artists had the hit. And I just thought, you know, I can't believe the range of age groups at this thing. And it came to mind that I haven't heard anything new from these artists in ages. It's always a lot of compilations with their original songs, you know, that have been coming out for the last 40 years. So what I've done is, because I knew a lot of them, over lockdown, I thought, well, they're not touring, they're not doing anything. And I rang them up and just said, look, I've had an idea of putting an album together with all of you guys doing one of your favourite songs you've always wanted to do, or maybe a song that inspired you, or an artist, you know. And I was really surprised, and, you know, and then what happened was I had Kiki D coming back doing a Paul McCartney song, and then Lee John from Imagination, he came back to me, and he said, I've always liked the stylistics, Betcha by Golly Wow. And then it started like that, and then I said, well, this album's becoming something for everyone. And then Sunita came back and wanted to be a bit poppy on it, and she done Sade, a cover.
I guess they're doing things that they don't want to sing their own songs. They're doing songs that they love,
but yes,
by artists that they admire.
That's right. That's what happened. And they said, oh, you know, it's like Junior, for instance, who had a big hit with Mum Used to Say, and like we were saying, he toured with Michael Jackson, and he's had a Grammy. And he grew up, when he was getting his hits, Stevie Wonder played with him, you know? And there's, because of that, he became friends with Stevie. So when I approached him, I said, what song do you want to do? And he said, oh, my all-time favourite song was Stevie Wonder. And I've never recorded it before. And he's so soulful, you know? So I just thought, wow, okay, let's just do it, you know? So he recorded a Stevie song. So then you've got, the nice thing about this album is you've got songs that, the reason I called it Rediscovered, because you're rediscovering the artist and you're rediscovering the song, but not in that way. And they've all done this, such a great interpretation of it.
So they've done it in their own way.
Yes.
How they like to hear it.
Yeah.
So have many of them stayed true to the original, or will it be
okay,
like a difference?
Yeah, yeah. A couple of them is like Doris from Five Star. Sounds similar to the original, but like... a few of them have totally twisted, like Kim Mazelle, who's First Lady of House, and she's had a lot of great big hits. She wanted to do Money, which, if you remember, was also a hit for the Beatles, you know. She comes from Indiana, where blues is really big, and you know, and she also grew up with the Jackson family, and she loves blues. So when she came to do Money, so we thought, well, instead of doing it like fast or whatever, she goes, oh, let's give a blues tip to it. And also, she was with Soul to Soul. So we gave it like a soul to soul sort of backbeat with a bit of blues. So that's why it's got a bit of everything on this. Yeah.
And you did it during lockdown.
Yes.
So that's an achievement in itself.
Yes.
Bringing out an album, or making an album during lockdown.
Well, that was it. I said, because I've got my producer, Yoad, who's a technical genius. And like I say, he's had a lot of hits in his career with Bryan Adams, Duran Duran, Sophie Ellis-Bextor. And he's a technical genius. So what we've done is, when it was proper lockdown, some of them were sending in parts to us, you know, and going, oh, let's do this, let's do that. But then we were so lucky because there was that period where the lockdown stopped. So we had them then come in to redo vocals and everything, you know. So it was really good fun. It was really good fun.